Tiger and Serena make some boss moves. The king is a little unhappy in the land, and Westbrook needs some more respect on his name. All this and more coming up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
Hey, in honor of the new edition movie out.
Did you bring up the lyrics?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Take it away, Josh. Take it away, Josh.
That's all I know.
That's all I got.
That's funny.
Yo, Throwback Thursday.
In honor of the new edition.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, BET did a great job with it so far.
I have not watched it.
I saw the second part yesterday. I didn't see the first part, but okay. I've read a lot of reviews, and they did their thing.
My roommate, Steve Brown, is actually an extra in that movie, so shout out to Steve Brown.
And we just...
In the background.
He was like on a bed or something like that, and one of them asked him a question, and he's like, uh-huh.
Wait, if he said something, he gets a little bump in pay, right?
He got a voucher.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve. You better get your check.
Congratulations, voucher.
We actually just had Rachel Currence on next... So, on the other show, but yeah, shout out to BET. Also, hey, guys, welcome to an episode of Black Hollywood Live Sports Weekly. We're holding it down tonight for Erica, Renee D, making boss moves just like Tiger and Serena.
Boss.
Before we get into the show, make sure you follow our new Instagram page at BHL Sports Weekly.
Ooh,
no more The Sports Weekly. We're BHL Sports Weekly.
Oh, we changed it up.
Yes, okay. we changed it up on you guys. New year, new us.
It made us legitimate. So,
follow us, shout us out. I'm your host, Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me at The Sports Weekly.
That's it.
It's for a year. I'm doing
social media
for a year. Yeah, for a year. I'll explain later. Go
oh,
ahead.
That's right. Well,
new year, new Charlie.
You can find me, guys, Joshua Johnson, all over social media at JJ the Talented.
I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. And once again, we got the chat going, so don't be afraid, you know, to voice your opinions and talk to us.
Yes, because Josh loves to debate, right?
I love to debate.
So, I didn't say that.
I was waiting for that. And make sure you follow All Things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Comment on our page. Subscribe. Talk to us. We love to debate, especially Josh. So, you know, debate with him. Don't debate with us. Debate with him.
I'll just be petty from afar.
We'll just be petty.
Jimbo, you picking up my mic? Just a quick check. Can you pick me up? You guys pick me up?
Voice of God. Yes, voice of God. We got you. So, let's just go ahead and get right into it. Josh Rodriguez, you want to take it off?
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, the Steelers-Patriots game, the Falcons-Packers game. Obviously, the Super Bowl is going to be... the Patriots and the Falcons. First, let's talk about the Patriots, obviously, because Tom Brady. Not much to talk about, in my opinion. I mean, they just basically put a beat down on the Steelers. I thought the Steelers were going to win. I kind of feel like a fool thinking that. What went wrong with the Steelers, guys? Do you guys have any opinions on that, or was it just a typical...
I think Le'Veon Bell being gone was a big factor.
That's huge.
Definitely.
I don't even know what happened exactly. It was really fast.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys catch it more than I did? Yeah, groin of injury, and then...
It was groin, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I think that was a big factor for them.
You think I took the wind out of their sails a little bit?
He's been their kind of knight in charming armor. He's been consistent, and without him there, they've... floundered.
He's the Steph Curry of the Steelers.
Right.
Oh, no, of the NFL, sorry.
He
don't
want
to limit
the game.
It to just the Steelers. Of the NFL. He changed the game. But also, I think Tom Brady happened. I mean, that guy is, he is the real deal. I think as much people hate him, like, he gets the job done. He does.
Yeah, I think I underestimated him a little bit. I don't think he's done, you know, he's still really, really good. I don't think he's in his prime anymore, but I don't know. I think, you know, he's, after seeing him play against the Texans, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to do what he did against the Steelers, and I guess I was wrong.
Well, I mean, he's seasoned. I think he's been in this position more than everyone else that we were playing. So, I mean, he knew what he was doing. But I do think Bell getting out, his groin injury, I think that kind of changed the game a little bit for the Steelers.
Yeah. The distraction with Antonio Brown going on Facebook Live, I feel like that they said it wasn't a big deal, but it was a big deal. I feel like it just set him off set. Yeah, I really think so. I feel like that he got a talking to, and they're like, "Oh, we shouldn't do anything," and then they didn't perform the way that they're used to.
It killed the good vibe that they had after winning Kansas City.
I can't see that, man, because it was something as small as, oh, I videotaped my team.
It was small, but again, I think they made it a bigger thing than it was. So,
and that affected their performance?
Yeah, 100%. Wow.
All right, also, Ben Roethlisberger is considering retirement after this game. What do you guys feel about that?
Who said retirement?
You're not taking that seriously?
No, I'm not taking it seriously. He's got three years left on his deal, and I think for me it's like when you lose to your best friend like three times in a row. Yeah. Like, you're going to put the control down, you're going to get a little mad, you can go to the bathroom, maybe rub one out, I don't know.
Oh!
go heat up some pizza, and then come back and play. You know what I'm saying? He's not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? You go frustrated, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You rub one out and then use the same control.
Hey. Antibacterial.
Okay.
I need a Perel antibacterial in this conversation.
Erica,
all right.
Honestly, leave me alone here.
Erica's in the chat, by the way. Erica. She's here. She's with us in spirit.
Know what I'm talking about.
And also, shout out to Jimbo in the booth. Jimbo in the booth.
Jimbo, thank you guys for.
I wish I had some Perel.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
It's Thursday night.
It is Thursday night. You know, we don't keep anything.
Erica says Big Ben's not going anywhere. He's just in his feelings.
He is. And that's, I think that it's Don't every year. Ben. You always have that, you know, we'll see. We'll consider my options. Like, he's staying. He ain't going nowhere. You're staying.
At $12 million a year. Well, actually, yeah, the signing bonus, I think he's got like $18 million a year. For the next 3 years, roughly. A little more than that. I think $5 million roster bonus the next 2 years. So he'll probably stay.
He's staying.
All right, cool. And then the other game, the Falcons versus the Packers.
Another snore fest.
It was a snore fest, but I was really impressed with the Falcons and their offense.
They came out hot.
They came out, and they stayed hot the whole time. Yeah. I mean, pretty much the Green Bay defense just couldn't stop them. That's the way I look at the game. They're way too injured. The cornerbacks are injured. They had no shot. And I said that before the game even started. I just couldn't see a way where, even though Aaron Rodgers is great, I knew that the Falcons were going to put up at least 30-something points.
And the Green Bay secondary, I think they were showing signs of wear back in the previous game with Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, that second half, the way that Dallas came back like that, they were already kind of defeated. Yeah.
And,
so
and they're hurt, too.
This
so
game,
it's not...
you know, Matty Ice picked them apart. There's not much that they could do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was on the run the whole entire game. I feel like he didn't get a chance to go from the pocket and throw the ball. Yeah, I think that was a really big factor why the Falcons, and I felt that was my prediction. I was like, oh, the Packers are going to do it.
See, that was my prediction. I was a little disappointed in his performance,
but.
But what does that do for Aaron Rodgers' quote unquote legacy?
Nothing.
It doesn't do anything. Nothing. Honestly, his legacy kind of enhanced this year, considering that he guaranteed that they would run the table. Mm-hmm. They ran the table. He got him to the NFC Championship game. You know, that was a team that people didn't even think deserved to be in the playoffs.
Right.
So the simple fact that he got him to the NFC Championship game, I think it speaks a lot about Aaron Rodgers and his ability to lead a team.
Yeah.
Yep. Very true.
All right. And what do you guys expect from the Super Bowl? High-scoring game, low-scoring game?
I think it's
not
so close.
Not so much predictions. We'll get into that next week. But what kind of game are you expecting?
I think it's going to be close.
Worth watching?
I'm sorry?
Worth watching?
Definitely. And it's my birthday, so I'm going to be watching that game.
Was it February 5th?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
But I don't know. I think it's going to be a really close game. Both teams really good offensively. I've been against Atlanta. I have not picked them at all. I have not. And I'm going with them this time. I think that they're going to go for this. Because I really have picked every other team, and they just, you know, they proved me wrong. So I'm going to cheer for them.
Okay. I mean, I think we should do predictions next week.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. You can always change it.
I forget that it's my birthday next week.
You can flip-flop.
I've learned to, like, expect the unexpected when it comes to the Super Bowl because you can never really, really predict last year? Carolina last year, right?
Yeah.
Carolina.
I thought Carolina was going to win that.
Man.
I think everybody did.
Everyone did.
Yeah. Before that, Seahawks.
No, I had Denver.
You really had Denver?
And I had Bob Miller as MVP. You can check it on my Facebook.
Josh is, if you guys bet, honestly, Josh always
I'll
surprise you.
Show you.
But before that, like, Seahawks should have run it. You didn't expect them to lose.
Yes, I remember
that. And then before that, I think Seahawks killed Denver. So you don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not expecting. I'm expecting something that no one's predicting.
Erica said high scoring.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
I agree with Erica. I think it's going to be very high scoring. I have to go with my gut. I know we're going to talk about this next week, but I have to go with it. I go with history, and history repeats itself over and over again, and I think Tom Brady is going to get his fifth ring. So
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think Tom Brady, they've been to the last six, maybe 15 Super Bowls or so with Tom Brady. you really can't bet against that if you want to.
So if he's not the GOAT, does that make him officially the GOAT?
If he wins?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
But he's got so much hate, though.
Indisputable.
Yeah.
Hate, like everyone
people,
hates on him?
People don't like him, and it has to do for a lot of reasons other than football.
So this is my comparison. I guess it would be the comparison of LeBron James and Tom Brady. I feel like they are the equivalent to each other, just different sports. And the reason why I like LeBron James now is because he won the championship this last year.
Okay.
I feel like I like Tom Brady, but I feel like more people are going to respect him if he wins this fifth championship.
Okay.
What do you think, Josh?
I think so, too. I think it's going to be very hard to argue against him. I already think he has the best resume as a quarterback. He's not the best quarterback that I've ever seen, eye test-wise, but it's hard to argue against him. I kind of want to see Matt Ryan win a Super Bowl because I feel like he's severely underrated and underappreciated, and if he gets a Super Bowl on his resume, then people will start taking him seriously as a, you know, upper echelon quarterback. So that's what I'm hoping for.
I think if he doesn't, they'll still take him seriously. I think, but if he does, I feel like if he wins it, he'll kind of fade away, maybe like a Drew Brees.
I don't think Drew Brees really faded though.
He won a Super Bowl and then he hasn't really been back to the playoffs.
Okay, but he's still known as a top tier quarterback.
But look at what surrounds Drew Brees.
He's a top quarterback,
right?
Ish.
Drew Brees, you're talking about Drew Brees,
yeah.
The top,
yeah, top ish.
Okay,
top ish.
Are you still picking him for your fantasy league though?
Drew Brees,
yeah,
absolutely.
You are okay.
Yeah, all right. Put him on a bench just in case. He put up consistent points in the for fantasy. So
okay, so we're going. Oh, we're not doing predictions yet. We're gonna wait for. What do we have a chat? We have
something. Demo's making fun of me for still being on Facebook. That's messed up, Demo.
He's what?
I mean, it's
true. I'm getting made fun of for being on Facebook.
It's true.
You're on Facebook.
I mean, as soon as I knew that my mom and my grandmother were on it, I was like, all right, I gotta go.
Which, I was just thinking that today.
Facebook.
Who goes on Facebook anymore, though, for real?
Everyone goes on Facebook. Am I wrong about that?
I was thinking today on the way here, I was like, I haven't been on Facebook.
Jimbo, you go to Facebook? Are you on Facebook?
Honestly, I never go on Facebook.
See, what the hell?
Like, what's the point?
But I never, ever used it because it always starts so many fights against friends that I'm
that's very true.
That's more family
politics.
Fights. There's more family
especially
fights.
Around politics.
Especially around politics.
Hashtag family fights.
Dina, well, hey, I have Facebook. Nothing wrong with the book. Thank
nothing
you.
Wrong with the book,
thank
man.
You.
Although it comes in handy when you want to prove that you predicted something long ago. Josh just showed Josh. Right now.
I know, right?
Yes, Josh.
I'm still looking for the
it's
status.
It's like that guy that wrote the
it's
Cubs
not there.
Are going to win the World Series in the yearbook.
You know? You're looking for your status for what?
He's still looking
just
for
just to prove
that
I picked
predicted.
The Broncos, the under, and Von Miller MVP.
Dude,
I would have put it past him, though, Josh, because this he's picked every single winner like this whole playoff. Like I honestly, yeah.
You missed it. We were getting a betting 101 before the show started today.
That's right, we did.
I was teaching how to take
thanks for that.
Well,
I have no idea how to do sports.
I'm gonna be in Vegas by the way.
Josh,
for the
our resident gambling addict.
So if
really
former gambling addict.
Sorry.
You learn something new every day here on Sports Weekly. We talk about everything.
I will be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Come find me. Stay at the Mirage.
Oh,
ooh.
There you
oh,
go. Okay. Ladies, come find him. Just
rolling.
Kidding. So anything else for the league?
That's pretty much it. Pretty much it.
Yes. Football. Very football.
So no predictions, though, huh?
No.
Here,
well, let's save it for next week.
Well,
I'm honestly not ready to make her.
I'll do it because I'm not going to be here next week.
All right,
week.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to say it's going to be 17-14 Patriots.
Wow,
that's low.
Yeah, I changed my mind. It's not going to be high scoring. It's going to be low scoring.
I don't have a score, but I think it's a close game, and I think the Falcons are going to win because
why wouldn't it be a shootout?
I think it is going to be that.
It's never what you think it is.
You never what you think it is.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. And I think the national anthem is going to go over 2 minutes.
who's the halftime show? I think it's Gaga, right?
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Gaga. You like that pick?
No. Not so much.
As long as we get Left Shark back, I'm good.
Yo, what was that? I kept seeing the meme, but I must have missed it when it happened. What happened with the shark thing?
Katy Perry's backup dancer was a shark, and the left one wasn't going with the choreography, so it was just like all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Big deal or nah, JJ, take it away.
Big deal or no big deal, you guys give me a take on this, but the first story is the Cavs are 4-6 the last 10 games. 6 losses in January, and they're on a 3-game skid. They lost to, they lost to the Spurs. They lost to the Pelicans without Anthony Davis.
Ugh.
And they lost to the Kings.
Ugh.
What is going on? Is that a big deal? Because they're trying to, I mean, trades are being proposed to them. They're turning them down. LeBron is coming out saying, hey, you know, LeBron is a little bit unhappy, and things are happening in Cleveland. But this point in the season, the middle of this season, how big does this play into their championship hopes? Is this a big deal for this team?
I think playoff time, that's a whole nother season. I think they're going to start over. Right now, I think it's a big deal because they're probably struggling with something internally as their team. There might be some chemistry issues going on. When you're losing to a team like the Pelicans, no disrespect to, let's say Terrence Jones came off. They underestimated him. He had 36 points. Jrue Holiday had 33 points. No disrespect to the Pelicans at all, but you don't lose to a team that's missing their star player like Anthony Davis. Yeah. So I do think that they have some stuff that are going on as a team, but I do think it's the second half of the season. They have some time to get over that. They're going to have All-Star break coming up. But I do think it is a big deal for them internally, because if they don't get through this, it might affect them once playoff starts.
I don't think it's a big deal right now, but it will be, like, to your point. I feel like they need to get the ball rolling and get chemistry this moment, otherwise they will not be anywhere close to what the Warriors are come playoffs.
But to your point right there, Charlie, what happened to their championship chemistry? I mean, these guys are defending champs. What happened to that momentum into this season?
I think a team, when you're down 3-1, there's a certain momentum that you get. Either you go into the momentum of you losing, or you go into the momentum of you winning three straight and winning the actual the finals. So I feel like that momentum was behind them for that aspect. Right now, they don't have that. They don't have that in their mindset. They're just like, oh, we're just playing this nonchalant team, and they don't care, and so that's why they lose.
It's very hard to defend a championship, too. They're getting any game that they're playing, they're getting their best effort from the opposing team.
Right.
Just because of the Cavs.
Yep.
That's a good point.
What do you think, Josh?
I don't think it's a big deal yet. I think it can become a big deal, but right now it's not. Let's be honest, they're winning the East. So anything up until the playoffs is just not a big deal, because they're going to win the East no matter what. I don't see a team in the East knocking them off. They have a whole half of a season to get their act together. So it can become a big deal, but right now it's not.
I think the seeding, though, if they continue to lose, that might affect their seeding. I don't know who's second in the East. I don't know if it's close, but losing stupid games like this, that
home
might.
Court advantage
exactly.
Or something like that, I will find out.
But LeBron is unhappy. And when LeBron is unhappy, I mean, do you do what LeBron wants? Do you continue with the team you have now?
I think you're going to have to deal with what you have now, because it's just a slump right now. They're going through it. If you're a
Toronto.
Championship team, Toronto, how close are they?
3 games back.
If they're a championship team, you're going to go through slumps. But to determine a champion from a regular team is that you get through them. I think LeBron is a great leader. I think Kyrie is a great leader. They both need to sit down, figure out what's going on with the chemistry. They do need to have somebody stepping up on offense. Can't have these guys playing 44 minutes a game.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
just going to tire them out. So, I don't know. That's why I say it's a big deal.
Okay, big deal. Big deal. Big deal.
No big deal.
No, okay, no big deal. Sorry.
It's okay.
All right. My girlfriend, the love of my life.
Yes.
The love of my life. Serena Williams. Shout out to Serena Williams, by the way, who's winning. She is recently got engaged. She's facing Venus in the Australian Open this weekend, right? And she's got her own Jordan shoe. Coming out hot pink and black, coming out February 11th. We showed in the picture. What do you guys think? It's the Air Jordan 1 retro, but they kind of got Serena's logo on the back and on the tongue. And would you guys rock it?
I would rock them. I'm all for female athletes getting their shoes. Skylar Diggins has her own shoe as well. It's about time for Serena to have hers, but I would rock them.
Yeah, I mean, she's had her own shoe, but this is like her own, and it's not
signature
really her
line.
Own. Yeah, she's not really her own Jordan, but it's a existing. It's the Jordan 1, so it's basically the OG Jordan.
But it's
Jordan.
Like her like
but
little.
But they're kind of doing it for her. Yeah, and originally it was thought to be like just a shoe for her, but they're gonna release it to everybody February 11th, just in time for Valentine's Day. So would you get that for your?
Yeah, I would get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if she would necessarily wear that on a daily basis, but depending on the price point, and
140.
Okay, that's not terrible.
That's not bad.
That's
right?
Actually not bad at all.
Yeah.
No. And I saw them before. I do like her logo, and I like the Jordan ones. They're very classy. I do like them.
Cool. Big deal? No big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, she's one of the most famous athletes in the world, and she has a shoe. Okay.
That's good. Well, I mean, not a lot of female athletes get this opportunity.
You know what? Yeah. It's a Jordan shoe.
Okay, that's fair. That's
so
fair.
I think
Then
I would rock them.
Okay. That's a fair point.
Speaking of logos on places, the Celtics now have sold out officially to General Electric for $7 million for General Electric to place a patch, a branding logo on their Celtics jersey in the year this next season, 2017-2018 season.
We talked about this.
We talked about this when the NBA first inked the deal or allowed it to happen for teams to negotiate their own deals as far as bringing branding onto the uniform. And this is the first one now that's happened. And then coming up after this, I think the Kings are going to negotiating a deal with Blue Diamond Almonds, 76ers, and StubHub. So, but this is the first team who's actually officially has the, I think, a picture of the logo. It's going to be on the jersey. And that includes also GE will share with them, like, they'll be giving them, like, sports equipment, but, like, high-tech kind of scientific kind of sports equipment that will help them with their performances and their practices, and share with them, like, scientific data about how they're performing during practice. But it's a partnership more than just a logo. But what do you guys feel about the logos on NBA teams?
I hate it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. But no. I'm
on the same page with
it. It makes me think of that movie Idiocracy, where everything's, like, brought to you by Carl's Jr. There's just, like, logos on everything.
It takes away from the identity of the team. And I think of the WNBA, because the WNBA has that now. And it's just, I don't know, it takes away from the brand.
I am on the same page with you, but I feel like it's just something that we have to get used to.
Yeah.
It is something that is in our world every day. We see ads in YouTube. We see ads going down the street. It's just a general thing that we see.
We see it in video games.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something that I necessarily care for, but it's...
I think it's good. I mean, it was a good business move for the Celtics. Yeah. I mean, they're getting stuff like, you know, medical equipment and lighting. I mean, the Kings will get almonds. You know,
nuts
versus
nuts.
They got medical equipment in line. I mean, I think they're really strategic with this, you know. But I do agree that it takes away from their branding, because you know the WNBA, like, you're not the Sparks anymore. You have your
exactly. That's how I kind of
so.
Well, this is like featured a little bit less prominently.
Yeah,
than like
that's
AIG insurance.
That's what Erica's saying. That GE on the jersey is relatively inconspicuous.
I know, like,
it's not there. Yeah,
just
get up.
GE.
GE. They're gonna start producing like robot basketball players.
Demo says don't like the logo on the jerseys. This is not NASCAR. D Noel says don't like it.
But I agree with what you're saying, Charlie. It's like it's the way of the world. It's the way things are changing. Any way they can make money, they're gonna go after it. I personally don't like it because I like to just to see the. It's there's nostalgia behind jerseys. There's a history behind a team's jersey. Look at the storied franchise like the Celtics.
Right.
Yeah.
You picture that historic green and white jersey.
Yeah.
Even with the Lakers.
Lakers,
purple and gold. You don't want to see anything else kind of really
sully that.
Can you imagine
that? Like, come on.
I feel like owners are panicking, though. They're losing money. Most people want to watch it at home with their own comfort, and this is the way to make money now.
Trump International.
Oh, God.
Oh,
See, you had me until now.
Hey, you know, it's bound to happen, right?
Do it. You got to do his Trump.
What? I just want to put it on all the jerseys all the time. Best jersey ever.
I wouldn't put it past him to like sign an executive action to do that.
Right?
What do you guys think about the art?
Put them on their shorts.
That's a better
That's
idea.
That's better for sure.
That is a better idea. I feel like
the companies wouldn't be down for that. GE would not want it on their shorts.
Overrated.
I mean, it's on the jersey, though. I mean, right? I mean, it's still,
soccer.
I think it would be better.
Soccer.
Yes.
It's like it's the prominent logo on most soccer jerseys.
Right.
Yeah, it's huge.
And that's the biggest sport in the world.
What do you guys feel about going back to the original artwork? Like those artwork logos, like the Raptors had the actual like Raptor,
school.
No.
Depends on the team.
But they're doing that, right? That's throwback jerseys. They do that.
Some of them, but they're also like it's not. The artwork isn't the same. Like, it's not... I don't know. I saw a jersey. I forgot which team it was, but it was just... It looked weird to me. But,
Is it, like, a new version of the old logo?
Yeah.
Like, a retro? Like hey, this is cool. Remember that?
Yeah. Like, stick with...
Member?
The OG. I don't know.
Like, the Vancouver on the Memphis Grizzlies, maybe?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, like...
Oh, State France
OG.
Didn't
want to
play for that?
Yep. Side note, before we move on, I feel like we're in, like, the era of remember... Anybody watch South Park? No?
Member
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, Member Berries. I felt like everything is like remember, like remakes and... anyways, sorry.
Nostalgia is hot, man.
Oh,
yep.
God.
It is.
Nostalgia is in.
New edition movie.
Don't... So big deal. Are we saying it's a big deal for Celtics? I guess the NBA? I think it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. I don't like it.
It's changing the way that, you know, uniforms are made. It's the brand of the NBA, the brand of each team.
Right.
It's a big deal, but I'm going to say...
That's their identity.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's no big deal because it's just something... Oh, that Charlie. Happens. It just happens.
Get your almonds, Lakeem.
You want to see Trump on a jersey.
Charlie, D. Noel says Charlie needs a Trump face to go with that impersonation, so...
Is this better? Wait, I squint my eyes. Make it better for you.
Fair, foul, or can't call it, Charlie. Take it away.
All right, you guys. Fair, foul, or can't call it. Usain Bolt is stripped of his medals from his 2008 with his teammates using PED. Is this fair, foul, or can't
which,
call
which
it?
Medals were specifically taken away?
I believe it was his...
Had to be gold relay.
Yeah, it was 4x4 relay.
It's fair. If anyone in that race was doping, then it's fair.
Yeah,
it sucks for him.
It's
but
totally
mean,
fair, but yeah. It sucks.
It does suck.
You know, yeah. It really sucks because
he's
like,
one of the best athletes
one
out there, and to be stripped of that, I don't know. It still
fair.
Sucks.
But why 9 years later? I don't understand. Didn't have the drug results back then.
So every Olympics they resample it. So they go back and they have better technology to analyze it, and now
So if you let
piss sit around for that long, of course you're going to get something out of it. It's probably going to be all whatever.
Gross.
It doesn't make sense to me. I think the Olympic Committee is on drugs because this was like 9 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
At this point.
That's weird to me. I didn't know that they can't come back to it.
Yeah,
they
reanalyze it.
Mr. Regman says fair. Hello, Mr. Regman.
Definitely fair. I think it's fair, too. I mean, it's a relay. It's your team. It's not. I mean, it doesn't take away that he's the fastest man ever, but like. It's still your team. That's a team competition.
Yeah. There's no way around it,
man.
Side note, is he going to come back for the next Olympics?
See, I'm not familiar with, like,
another medal.
Where he's at in his career. When he's on, I just watch him, and I appreciate his greatness. But I don't know where he is as far as his peak of his career. I don't know if he's in his prime. I don't know anything
about
that.
How old is he?
I don't know.
I will
Google it.
Google it.
I think he's on the verge of... coming downhill, if that makes
sense. I think if he wasn't going to come back, I think he would have said it.
30 years old. He's 30.
Oh, okay.
Get
out
of here.
He's 30, but by the time of the next Olympics.
But still, I thought he was at least like 36, 37.
He'll come back.
I think he's coming
back. But you
don't
want, Usain getting silver medals, though. You know what I mean? You don't want to see that Usain Bolt.
Even if he gets a silver medal, you would appreciate what he once was.
Yeah.
So
you would think, but a lot of people would be like, "Oh, now he's
how old was Michael Phelps was a little bit older, right?
30 when he
would check it out.
His last
probably.
Google. I think he has another one.
Isn't he coming back?
No, he's not coming back.
I thought I read something that he was coming back.
Michael Phelps is 31 years old.
31.
Oh, yeah. Got it. So okay, that makes more sense.
Ooh, I don't know.
Interesting.
What do you guys think?
What if they came up that Usain was...
Our live chat is popping. Shout out to everyone in the live chat, by the way. It's popping.
Our live chat is popping.
Oh, they said Marion Jones. I remember Marion Jones?
Oh, yes, Marion Jones.
Dang, she was fast, but she was doping.
She definitely was.
What if Usain came up doping, like 16 years from now?
Gamer Girl still trashing LeBron. She's been trashing LeBron for the past 3 segments, so I'm going to give her a shout-out. Gamer Girl says she feels like he can't take the L because when he wins, it's great, but as soon as he loses, complains and blames the team.
Oh,
ooh.
She's just going in on LeBron.
Shots fired.
We've talked about 5 different things, and she's just still.
She's just. Pin
up
energy.
5 stories ago. Gamer Girl.
Gamer Girl.
Keep up.
All right. Tiger Woods switching to his own golf clubs, and he's coming back, you guys. He's going to be playing golf again. Is this fair, foul, or can't call it?
That he has a deal with. What is it?
It's TaylorMade.
TaylorMade.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
It's his own company, right?
Yeah.
It's fair, then.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's his own company.
I feel like this is like a big deal.
Is it a breach of contract?
I think the reason why people are making a big deal is because he's done Nike, and now Nike no longer makes these golf sets, so he just made. He's going with his own.
Make my own.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to improve his game. I think he's still going to be awful.
Me too.
But...
I think it's a fair move. I think it's definitely a big move for him. I mean, Nike's not going to have it anymore, so might as well do... What do I do? Make my own. Like, that's pretty blasphemy. Like, I'm not going to sign with anyone else. I'm going to make my own. Why not?
Yeah.
Erica says Tiger Woods, snooze fest.
Okay, Erica. She's just like, I mean, Tiger Woods, but...
Yeah. Whatever. So back to the story at hand, and our live chat will be excited about this.
Yes,
gamer girl, listen up.
LeBron James says the Cavs need a playmaker. We are very top heavy. It's just me, Kyrie, and Kevin.
Can I take this?
Yeah, of course.
Because I am a huge LeBron fan, but he is so like he makes it so hard to defend him sometimes because you are the best player in the world. You are supposed to be the playmaker. You don't need another playmaker. You're LeBron James. Be that playmaker. On top of that, you have Kyrie Irving. You have Kevin Love. You have help. Stop making excuses. Just because you're losing a couple games doesn't mean the Titanic's sinking and you need to make a trade for someone else. Figure it out yourself. You're the best player in the world. Make some plays.
You know, when I heard this,
the pressure is so great, though, with a player like LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavs, and the expectations are so high. I mean, any three-game skid, for instance, is going to bring criticism from the media. It's going to bring criticism from the fans. So it's kind of like you have to say something to make it at least seem like you care a lot. Even though in LeBron James' mind, he's probably thinking like, yo, we're going to win this championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To defend him, he sees what the Warriors are becoming. Yeah, they started off slow, but now they're catching fire. They're winning games. They are the best.
Oh, he's scared. You say
he's scared. Oh. He's scared. He needs an addition.
I think LeBron is actually preparing, I guess, the world for the inevitable, which is them losing to the Warriors in the finals, because I do think they're going to lose in the finals. And I think he knows it right now, especially the way they're playing. They have no shot against the Warriors right now. The Warriors are a super team right now. The Cavs do not have a shot right, constituted right now, and I think he knows that. I think he's putting it in the heads of everybody watching that, listen, we have no shot. So when they do lose, it's kind of like a built-in excuse.
But look, I said it on Facebook a year ago, we were going to lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I think of a playmaker, sometimes I'm thinking, with LeBron saying it, I took it as, yes, he's frustrating, you know, the score, but he might he's talking about a bench player, maybe setting him up instead of him doing all the work.
So like you have to back up
some,
Kyrie.
Yeah, they're playing 44 minutes a game. Okay,
right.
Kyrie's creating shots for not only himself but for LeBron and for other players. So I think and then LeBron wants somebody to set him up other than Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? So I think that they're the reason why the Warriors are so good, because you have Andre that comes off the bench that can do it.
Right.
You have even Sean Livingston is a playmaker. Ian Clark can be a playmaker. He can set up other – like everyone on the team can set up their own shot, but they're very good with setting up other players like Steph to get the three, Clay to get a three. Like he needs other people that can create for themselves but also create for him. He's the main player on the team.
I think he needs a bench. I mean,
that's
what he means by top end. Yeah. There's no one that, you know, to back them up.
They said that
after
they
LeBron,
had,
after Love, after Kyrie, there's no one else.
Well, they added Kyle Korver. I mean, he is one of the best spot-up shooters, but you don't have anybody to spot him up. Get him the ball.
He's off the ball, so he can't create his own shot.
He can't create his own shot. That's probably why he's... But you do have Tristan has to... Tristan, you have Shumpert, you have Jefferson. They're not playmakers to me.
They're not. And honestly, Kyrie can be a playmaker, but he doesn't make plays for other people. He makes plays for himself. And I think LeBron should mentor Kyrie and say, listen, you're a point guard. You can make plays for other people. There's no reason why Kyrie shouldn't be averaging at least 8 to 9 assists a game with the roster that they have and the shooters that they have. All he has to do is drive and kick Kevin Love 3, drive and kick LeBron down the lane. It's very easy to average 8 or 9 assists as a point guard with that team. And I think, I don't know if it's a subtle shot to Kyrie, because he later said that all we have right now is, you know, Kyrie and Kevin. So he didn't really, like, single out Kyrie, but I think it is a subtle shot to your point guard.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and I don't really hear too many people talking about that, but if I was the point guard of that team, I'd be a little offended.
Mm. Yeah.
Something's going on in the Cavs locker room,
The chat blew up a little bit, actually. Gamer Girl said, you would have thought he blew the 3-1 lead.
Ooh.
Gamer Girl, coming with
Mr. Regman said, Nate Robinson will work for food.
Oh, my gosh.
Eric says, LeBron asking for another playmaker. Fair. It sucks because MJ would have never asked for another star. But
never.
Hey, these new kids.
Oh, never. Calling out MJ wouldn't have done it.
D. Noel says,
Kobe didn't do it.
Random, but can somebody tell JJ the Talented that sweater is dope with the leather on the shoulders?
Hey.
Oh, appreciate you. Appreciate it. No, thank you, sir.
Get your dirt off your shoulder. All right, No.
What about Carmelo? We're going to tell later.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cavs a little bit later. On to football, though. Chargers are showing false empathy for moving to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Is this fair or foul, or you can't call it? Now, I'll start it, because I'm a diehard Charger fan. I understand why they're upset. L.A. doesn't want them. straight up. Like, the first day of them being announced, the L.A. fans said, we don't want you. we don't want you. We have the Rams. They would potentially wanted the Raiders more. But they just they understand that, and they don't want to come to a fan base that doesn't want them and cheer for them. Yeah, there's going to be those players there. I mean, those fans there that will cheer for them, but not as much as the fans in San Diego.
Yeah.
In a smaller stadium, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think that them. That's...
So
that's
I think it's fair, but...
Fair? Is it fair for... I think it's foul for the players. I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with the players. I mean, that San Diego's their home. It's their own, like, yeah, city. And then you come into LA, you got to split fans, if you have any, with the Rams. And man, I don't know.
It's a crappy situation, but I do think that the Chargers have a little more fans than they think they have. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I've only been here since March. When I say here, I mean LA. And I've run into a lot of Charger fans.
There's a lot
more enthusiasm for this team than people are making it out to be.
But a lot of people are upset that they left San Diego. I'm like the only one that's stoked that they're coming to LA. I'm going to be like the only fan at the StubHub Arena. Just woo.
You never know.
I'll be there. I'll go.
LA fans are so wishy washy too. Because once the Clippers came up, we saw a lot of new Clipper fans.
That's right.
So you never know. The Rams could lose a lot of fans, and the Chargers can get some. You know.
And back to branding. I know this is kind of like a superficial thing to say, but the Chargers brand to me is really cool. Like the logo's cool. The colors are cool. I think Philip Rivers is a good quarterback. I just think they're a cooler team, if that makes any sense. They're a more fun team to watch, so I think it'd be easier for fans to adapt to them, even if they're not that good, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sucky situation, but...
Yeah. It's fair for the players to be hesitant about playing in a market that it seems like they don't want them.
Did the Rams, before we move on, did the Rams players feel the same when they moved from St. Louis to here?
That I don't know.
Okay, that'd be interesting. So that'd be I didn't hear about it as well. I feel like they're more upset that they left San Diego to here, which is weird because it's just down the freeway.
Right.
But, yeah.
I don't think it would have made a big deal if the Rams weren't here, though. Like, if the Rams are still in St. Louis, if they were the main team in L.A., it would have been cool. But the Rams were the first team in L.A., so I don't think that's why they felt...
And the L.A. fan base in general, L.A. is not known for being wish-washy. They're not that loyal of a fan base according to the perception across the country. So a lot of people can be thinking that as well. Like, oh, we're moving to a city where the fans are not even passionate. Great.
True.
You know, we were San Diego's team, and now we're just another team in the fray that people are going to casually root for.
Yeah. There's so much to do in L.A.
LA, we gotta do better, man. We have to do better. Support your team, support your Chargers, support your Rams, Lakers, Clippers. We have them all over here, so support. Dodgers.
Your WNBA teams.
Thank you, the Sparks, who won the freaking WNBA championship.
Candace Parker.
Jeez. Chelsea Gray, who was here with us. Come on, guys. LA, we want to be.
Is Erica throwing shade?
She said fair. Rivers, we don't want your simple ass here. Boy, bye.
Oh, God.
Erica Renee D. So, in case you missed it, so back on the Cavs. I feel like it's been them the whole time. But the Cavs are done a trade that would send Kevin Love to New York for Carmelo. Let's start with the huge Carmelo fan, Josh Rodriguez.
Okay. I think this would have been a terrible trade for the Cavs. They
really?
Are really, 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 really smart for not doing it because Kevin Love's actually playing a little better this year. And you won the championship last year, so why would you fix something that's not broken? And yes, they're not playing well, but it's not time to panic yet.
Really? Mm-hmm.
On top of that, LeBron says he needs another playmaker. Carmelo Anthony is not a playmaker. He's a ball stopper.
Yeah.
He is an isolation specialist. He is someone who's going to ruin chemistry on your team. If you need chemistry on your team, the last person you want in this world is Carmelo Anthony. He does not play defense, which is another problem the Cavaliers are having. So he would ruin that team. It is very smart for the Cavaliers to reject that offer.
But the LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, they're boys.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's LeBron's, a different thing.
They're boys.
Melo's not going to change.
He said off in the past that he wants Melo on his team. He said it.
And then so why is he not going out and get him now? If he wants Melo on his team, he would have Melo on his team right now. He really does not want Melo on his team. Those are just words.
I don't think he wants to give up Kevin Love.
We got to get something to get some.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if he gave up something else to get Melo, them potentially.
Yeah, I think this is a good move for the Cavs to stay away from that deal. I don't think Carmelo would help them in any way at all. I think the chemistry there would be ridiculous because Melo's coming from being the superstar, being all New York, to coming in and being under the king, LeBron, and then you got Kyrie too scoring. So it's like, and at the end, who would get the ball? Carmelo would be pissed off that he's not getting the ball to score the last shot.
But we said the same thing about the Warriors.
But the Warriors are different. They're all different. Their DNA is different. Steph doesn't care if he gets the last shot. Durant doesn't care if he gets the last shot. Klay, they don't care. They're very unselfish. And that's why I like the Warriors a lot, because although they're a bunch of superstars, they move the ball. They play very well together.
They do.
They do not care. They're very egoless.
And that's why it's scary, because in the beginning of the season, you know, they were losing. I mean, they're just figuring each other out. But I think the second half of the season, they're starting to get, you know, the hang of each other. And they're all like, okay, this is what's going to... They're getting dangerous. That's why LeBron's freaking out.
I will say this, though. Los Angeles is a good spot for Carmelo, because Chris Paul is on the Clippers.
That was coming up, too.
And that's what he needs. If Carmelo needs anything, he needs a pass-first point guard who will just set him up time and time again and get in the ball when he wants it. So if there's one spot where Carmelo, I think, could thrive at, it's in Los Angeles.
So do you think do you think that Melo's going to be somewhere else coming
to
playoff season?
I think he's going to be traded to Clippers.
For who? For Blake?
That I don't know. They're talking about J.J. Redick, Crawford, and some picks. J.J. Redick, Crawford, and Austin Rivers.
Eric, are you excited about that?
So, Erica, let us know what you think. Is that your team?
What do you think, Josh?
That'd be interesting to see Melo. I mean, Melo has to get to a position where he knows, like, okay, I'm not going to be the go-to guy. I'm not going to be the man.
Right.
Because he's not that player. Like you said, the ball goes to him. He's a black hole. And he's not really delivering. He's not the kind of player that's going to win you a championship. He has to be a role player, I think, at this point, especially in his career.
Got
to
play both ends of the court. Yeah. That's one of the things. You can't just rely on your offense, especially if you're not even scoring. If you're not hitting the last shot, at least make up for it. I mean, it shouldn't get down to the last shot, but if you're missing them all the time, like, you got to pass the ball, man. Like, I don't know. Moving on. So this caused a lot of controversy, I think. Steph got the starting spot for the Western All-Star game over Russ.
It's because of Riley.
It's because of Riley.
That more.
I don't know. I saw a lot of people on Twitter just like going crazy because on paper, Russ had a better season so far. But Steph had the starting spot. So what do you guys think about that? Russ...
That's a simple explanation. It's a fan vote.
Yeah,
so,
it's popularity.
It's popularity. People like Steph more than they do Westbrook. Westbrook's just taking a lot of flack in this... in this whole ordeal with Durant leaving, even though I'm not quite sure why, because I don't think he's gone out of his way to make that whole ordeal a big deal. But you know, I think in the public perception, people are kind of downing on Westbrook, even though he's got good stats right now. But Steph's more popular.
Yep, Steph's more popular because Steph's more likable. It's really hard to hate Stephen Curry. I don't really know anyone who doesn't like him. Westbrook is very easy to hate. He plays very erratically. He kind of has a chip on his shoulder every time he plays, which is cool, but at the same time, it can turn off a lot of people. And on top of that, they look at his stats and they think it's kind of selfishness. They don't really relate it to him being a team player, even though he's averaging over 10 assists a game. They just think he thinks it's all about himself. I also think a lot of people are blaming Westbrook for Durant leaving, so there's some animosity towards that. Mm-hmm. He's just not as popular as a player, but he should be the starter. I think he should be the starter as well.
What do you think, Charlie?
I really think that, and you probably disagree with me, but I really think that the vote for the All-Star game should not be fan-based.
I agree.
I think that it should be analysis-based. I think that it should be sports writer-based. But I feel like fans, they see these players and they're like, oh, they're really cool, I see them on TV, but they don't do it by the stats. I feel like it should be by the stats more so.
I don't know. I think the All-Star game as a whole, not just the All-Star game, you got you know, the dunk contest, the three-point contest, it's all about the fans. Yeah. That whole weekend is for the fans.
I'm not talking about the actual,
no,
contest.
I know, but that's why I feel the game comes into it, too. So that's why I feel like the fans should be involved into picking their players. Steph is more likable, I think.
Yeah.
On paper, yes, Russ has a better season so far, but Russ also doesn't have Durant, Klay, Draymond, Andre
to
share the ball with. So, I don't know. Did you already say your piece?
Yeah.
Okay, so last but not least, this is really crazy. Aaron Andrews has been was diagnosed with cervical cancer through every game of the football season, and she's really quiet about it. But it was
so
just
much.
Yeah, she's been through a lot. But she was diagnosed late September, but her results came in November. No cancer cells seen, and does not need radiation or chemo.
That's good.
So Aaron Andrews is a fighter, and it was interesting. She had surgery, I think, in the early November, and like 5 days later, she was at a football game calling.
Jeez.
So
that's why she is where she's at right now.
Exactly. You wouldn't even know. I don't think anyone really knew about this going on, but she kept it to herself. She did say that sports were her escape. So that's why it probably wasn't healthy. The doctors probably didn't want her to stand the whole time during the game, but Erin Andrews is a fighter. A lot of respect for her.
Yeah. You said it very, very well. Erin Andrews, my heart goes out to you. I hope that it's negative throughout the whole entire process. You're someone that I look up to personally. Your work ethic, and then your personality outside of it as well. I feel like you work hard and you have a great personality. That together is an awesome person. So,
yeah. I don't really have much to add to that. I just echo what he said. Yeah. Exactly. What he said.
Well, she's definitely paved the way for a lot of female sports broadcasters, especially in football, for those women who want to speak about male-dominated sports. You know, you think of Erin Andrews, so shout out to her. Last but not least, we have, Erica mentioned this, the Pro Bowl. Did you guys to listen to what they're saying on First Take? So, first off, here's a couple of them. They were thinking about moving the game from Hawaii to the States.
I like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
So let me just read them all. He wanted to put the game in the Super Bowl stadium in the city. Also interesting that he wanted to make this is Max Kellerman, by the way, make the Pro Bowl into a college All-Star game. And then the last but not least, fly Pro Bowlers to the Super Bowl city and have a party for them. And
do you watch it?
Super
Bowl city.
I don't, but you know, it's okay. I think this was Max. You know, your opinion is. I think that was a good idea.
He tried.
But I don't think there's a way to make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
No one cares about the Pro Bowl because the players are not going to play. It's too dangerous of a sport for you to actually play, and it's a boring game to watch, so people don't really care about it.
True.
Swipe left.
Yeah, I agree.
But I agree with the bring it to a Super Bowl city. It gives the fans a little bit more to do.
That's true.
Who go and want to spend money and be around that?
That's a good
environment.
You know? If you're going to make it work somehow, yeah. But no one cares about the game.
Well, good try. Nice try. I mean, we thought definitely a good move to move it to the States, though. That would be cool.
Baby steps.
So last but not least, what we were going to do, predictions or?
We were talking about the predictions for. The over and under of 2 years, how long would Trump last to be impeached or step down? Over and under 2 years. And I missed something real fast. I know we're running low on time, but I did want to talk about Tom Brady's relationship with Trump. Is that a distraction in the Super Bowl? That's one thing that I did miss, and I know I wanted to talk about before that.
I don't think so. I mean, why would it be a distraction? Do you think it's a distraction?
I think it isn't. But if Trump shows up at the Super Bowl, then it could. But I don't think he will.
Ew, if he shows up at the Super Bowl, oh my god!
Because they're really good. They're close. So. Always,
yeah, Belichick too.
Anyways, sorry.
Tom Brady's going to have a terrible game if he shows up.
So do you think he's going to be impeached? Do you think he's going to step down over and under 2 years?
He's doing a full term. There's no way he's getting impeached. He has a Republican Senate, so basically he's going to let them run the show and do whatever they want to do. If he goes against them, then yeah, but he's not going to go against them. The Republican base voted him in, so why would he go against any Republican? He's going to let the Republican Senate do whatever they want to do, and they're not going to be able to impeach him. You need two-thirds of the Senate to impeach a president. He's not going to get two-thirds vote to get out. And this is reality of the situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know sports betting. How does that work again? More than 2 years?
I'm saying he's serving a full term.
Yeah. Unless he does something highly egregious.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the deal.
I hate to say it, but if he gets... There's also that other third option. That third option of...
What, 8 years?
No.
It's an A word.
It's an A word.
And I don't wish any ill on anybody.
No, oh my god.
let's not have the CIA tapping our microphone.
Wow, Erica says she takes you over 2.5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's our show tonight, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Raina LA, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Raina_LA.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. This is Charlie Myers. You can find me at The Sports Weekly.
Guys, you can find me all over social media.
Stop it.
At Jay the Talented. Man, I always want to see your. I thought you were going to do like a Trump impersonation or something. I'm going to be asking for that all the time.
I'll have it next week.
And I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Hit me up because I do love to debate. And thanks for joining us on the chat. It was a lot of fun. Tell your friends. This was fun with you guys in the chat. Join us next week.
Yes, and make sure you follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Follow our new sports page at BHL Sports Weekly. And then remember to subscribe to our channel. Like, comment, debate with Josh. And also comment to, like you said, live chat. Please keep it up. We were having a lot of fun with that. So we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good week.
Peace. Take care.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.